okay? What about if you had a fiddle? A lot of people were at the party having a good old time. They were standing around the piano doing what?
Singing.
Okay, say the whole thing. They were.
They were standing around the piano singing.
Okay. Let me see. He wouldn't accept the coat even though he was shivering with cold because he didn't want to be what to anybody?
Be a bother to anybody.
Okay, and what else did he say? He didn't want to be.
Didn't want to bother anybody.
Would you ever heard anybody say be obligated to or beholden to?
No.
You wouldn't say that. Somebody asks you if you're going to do a certain job and say, sure,
I'm going to do it.
Okay. Somebody asks you about sundown to do some work and you say, I got up before sunup, but I'm
tired.
Okay, and you aren't what?
I'm not going to do it.
Okay, and what if you're going to talk about what you've already done, you'd say what?
I already done quite a bit.
Okay. There's a terrible accident up the road, but there's no need to call doctors because the victim's already what?
Dead.
Okay. A boy got a whipping. You say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't
have. Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say, he ought not to have, should not to have, anything like that?
Yeah. Ought not to have.
You've heard ought not a lot of that. Will you do it? No, I won't.
No.
Okay. When you get something done and it's hard work all by yourself, your family standing around without helping, you say, you...
Lazy.
You might have helped me, would you ever say you could have or might have helped me? Or have you ever heard somebody say, might could have helped me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I probably said, y'all could have helped me.
Okay. Have you heard that Mike said a lot or?
Not a whole lot. I've heard it.
Okay. What's the kind of bird that can see in the dark?
Bat.
Okay. And what about the kind that has supposed to be smart and has big eyes?
Owl.
Okay. Now, are there two kinds of owls?
There's a bunch of kinds of owls.
Okay. And what's the kind that makes that noise?
Hoot owl.
Okay, and there's another one that makes a high-pitched sound. You ever heard of a screech owl?
Yeah.
Okay, now, what? Okay. Yeah. And so what's the difference between a screech owl and a hoot owl to you?
Hoot owl and screech owl, I don't know.
Okay. Imitate. No. What's the kind of bird that gets in wood and hammers away at it with the beak?
Woodpecker.
And what, have you ever heard the word, if you pecker wood?
Yeah.
What's pecker wood mean? You call somebody pecker wood. What's
that? That's just, sort of, that, I'm going to say that pecker wood that so-and-so is mad at him.
Uh-huh.
My uncle say that.
And so it's kind of a negative thing.
Yeah.
Trying to make some, you know, yeah, calling him a fool or saying he doesn't know how to do something. Okay, what's a kind of black and white animal with a powerful smell?
Skunk.
Okay, any other names for you?
Polecat.
Okay, both of those, use that equally. What kinds of animals come and raise hen roosts?
Foxes, skunks every now and then.
Mm-hmm. And would you have a word for all of them together? Would you say those blacks have been coming in my hen house? You ever heard of varmint?
Yeah, I've heard. I knew that's what you were talking about. I don't.
No, you just.
I don't think I would say that.
Okay, but you've heard folks say that. What's a bushy-tailed animal in treetops?
Squirrel.
Okay, what kinds are there?
Fox squirrel, ground squirrel, regular old gray squirrel. This is funny.
How about, have you ever seen red squirrel?
Fox squirrel.
Fox squirrel. Okay, you call it fox squirrel. You wouldn't call it red. You call it fox. That's what kind you hunt? You hunt all of them? You and your uncle were hunting something.
I'm a gray squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And the fox squirrels, there's not many of them, but, you know, we shoot one of them, we see it too, but they're usually tougher.
Uh-huh. Me, so,